All right, it's the Football Podcast on tour in Manchester. We're here at Old Trafford for Manchester United versus Glasgow Rangers here in the Champions League on a Tuesday night. It's Headley here alongside Mr. Daniel Ferdinand. You all right, Dan?
Backstick.
Backstick Ferdinand. Are we going to see any goals at the backstick today?
I think it'd be 4-0, so definitely one.
You think it'd be at least one backstick goal?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, okay. It should be a good game tonight. The teams have been announced. Rooney is playing. What do you think about this?
Yeah, obviously. Had to.
Yeah. And Thomas Kuszczak in goal.
Yeah, that was a thing that came reported a couple of days ago, that he was going to play instead of Van der Sar in these games.
Now, it'd be interesting to see how this game goes. I mean, in theory, United should absolutely walk all over this lot, shouldn't they?
4-0 United.
4-0. I'm going for 3-0. Let's see how it goes. They're just about to bring the teams out in the next few minutes. We'll hopefully try and get some Champions League theme tune music for you. Well, they blast our eardrums with Glory Glory Man United. We'll be back just before kickoff. Alright, we're nearly ready, Dan. You reckon 4-0, yeah?
Yeah, 4-0. Rangers fans going mental, by the way.
Rangers versus Manchester United reserves today.
Yeah, this should be a lot of fun, but yeah, I reckon this is gonna be a great game.
Yeah. Alright, we're about to kick off. We'll just let this go and we're underway. Alright, Dan, it's 8 minutes gone and it's 0-0. We're gonna play a little game now of when are Rangers gonna have possession in the United half. Right, now in order for this to happen, they need to have three completed passes in the United half. And we're 8 minutes gone and we haven't had more than one completed pass so far, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much nothing. But there is a free kick against United.
Yeah, I'm not counting this because they'll just chuck it in the box.
Yeah, probably.
Right, so three completed passes in United half. If you're watching this on some sort of repeat, then feel free to join in. Said this is going to be very, very late. You probably won't be, but rest assured we will inform you when they actually do have official Football Podcast possession in the United half. That said, they have had a header on target.
Yeah, which is more than United have had so far. I think Gibson should have shot early in the
first. More than United reserves.
Man United, whoever he puts out should win.
Right, okay, we are 8 minutes gone, no score. Alright, Dan, we've played 15 minutes and we've just seen a landmark moment in this game. Tell me what just happened there.
Rangers were 5 yards into the Man United half and they've completed three passes.
That is possession in my book.
That is domination of the game.
Seriously, it is men v boys here at Old Trafford. United reserves are all over Rangers here. Rangers cannot get out of their half. Antonio Valencia looks dangerous. Darren Gibson's looking alright in the middle of midfield. And Javi Hernandez looks quite lively. 50 minutes gone, it's no score.
Ball, back stick.
Is that back stick?
Would have been.
Stick Ferdinand. It would be great if Rio Ferdinand scored on the back stick.
Oh, my God.
That just would make your day, wouldn't it?
I'll go mad.
Great effort from Darren Gibson, about 25 yards out, sweeping attack from United. Came to Gibson, 25 yards out, centre of the goal, absolutely smashed it, but he went about a foot wide of the post, Dan.
Yeah, every time Gibson gets the ball, everyone's calling in for him to shoot. That's great effort.
He knows where the net is from that sort of range. I don't think it'll be a big surprise if he does score later on in this game. We are just over half an hour into this opening half of the Champions League game between Man United and Rangers. The score is Manchester United 0, Glasgow Rangers 0. they be singing about? Looks like Rooney might have picked up an injury there, Dan.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's ankle, toe. Could be a Gary Lineker, could be end.
Man United got a free kick about 25 yards out, and it looks like Darren Gibson's looking at it. We already know that he can shoot, so it'd be interesting to see what he does with this.
Hit the wall.
You think he might hit a wall?
I'm pretty confident he's going to hit the wall.
All right, we'll stick with it.
Rooney's playing centre-back, by the way.
We'll stick with it and see what happens here. Here comes Gibson, steps up, hits the wall. Hits the wall. He should have gone for the back stick, Dan.
No, yeah, he should have done. Rooney's playing centre-back. Right now. Oh, no, he's running again. Oh, he's back.
And he's just committed a foul. Oh, dear. It hasn't been his week, has it, really?
Hasn't been his couple of weeks.
Yeah. Here's half-time at Old Trafford. The score is Manchester United 0, Glasgow Rangers 0. Not many chances in that first half. A few, one or two, Darren Gibson from distance. Not really much else, Dan. What do you think of that first half?
Well, I thought Rooney was out for 6 months, but he's back, so nothing.
United have got their reserves out. It shows, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll be pretty honest. If the United reserves can pretty much dominate the game against the first string of Rangers, it really does show how poor the Scottish division is. I'm pretty confident Rangers wouldn't last in the Championship. I've seen tonight's standard looks miles better. But I tell you what, their fans are great value. They did this whole Battle of Britain thing, and there was all kind of 10-year-old boys' planes out. It was immense.
The Rangers fans are definitely winning here, but the team are distinctly second best. Do we think that Fergie's going to bring one or two of the first teamers back into the fray? I mean, we've got Darren Fletcher out there already. Rooney's out there, but he's been peripheral, really. They haven't really done a lot. Do you think we're going to see a Giggs or someone along those lines coming on for the second half, do you think?
I don't think they'll come on straight at half time, but Giggs and Owen to come on, I reckon. Maybe Anderson, try and drive the ball more from midfield rather than just Fletcher. But I think at the end of the day, it's just a bit weird. They've not really done anything. And the longer it stays like this, Rangers could just nick it. This is nothing like the game a few years ago, which was a great game. Rangers is just poor. They can't pass to each other. It's not good enough, really.
And Rangers are clearly here for a draw. They're playing five at the back, or four at the back with a marker, and they don't really seem to be showing a lot of enthusiasm even when they've got the ball. I mean, I think we've counted maybe two separate occasions where they had three completed passes in the United half. Kenny Miller's pretty much up there on his own.
Yeah, Ken Miller's not the biggest striker in the world, and he's just not going to win it. And to be perfectly honest, they've not even pumped it long to him. They've literally, if they've ever had the ball, they've just kept it at the back. As you say, there's five at the back. They look like they're not getting on with the rest of the team. They just want to pass it with each other.
As a footballing spectacle, it's been pretty disappointing so far. So hopefully a little bit more excitement in the second half, a little bit more attacking football, and fingers crossed a few goals. Our time here at Old Trafford, the score is Manchester United 0, Glasgow Rangers 0. Right, we're just lining up for the start of the second half here at Old Trafford. Mr. Ferdinand, what do we think? Any changes at half-time while I've been in a Akazi?
No.
Okay, thanks for that. Anything, what are we expecting from United in the second half, other than obviously an improved performance in front of goal?
Not a lot.
Incisive punditry from the football podcast. That's what keeps you coming back, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I show you one thing? Rio Ferdinand's playing left centre back. I'd like to say he's not done that for years. That's unusual. Not that he's got a problem.
Here come Glasgow Rangers, as you can probably hear.
No surprise, there's Glasgow Rangers.
I suspect Fergie will give him sort of 5, 10, 15 minutes, see if anything happens. If not, there'll be changes, surely.
He can't give him more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Alright, second half about to kick off here at Old Trafford, 0-0 so far. We think that might be Darren Gibson with another long range effort. From where I say, it looked like it hit the post, but it hit the stanchion, Dan.
Yeah, I believe it did. I think I'm pretty confident Gibson's first goal scorer in this game.
Yeah, he looks the most likely. He's the only one out there prepared to shoot.
Yeah, foul, by the way. Yeah, no, he is. Everyone else seems to want to pass it to each other, which is lovely, but sometimes, you've got to put your foot through it. Yeah, sometimes. It's not that good, not even close.
We're about 2 minutes in, and it is still 0-0. Tell us what happened, mate.
I don't know, just looks like an innocuous little challenge. He looks like he's spun over. Difficult because it's the furthest point away from us.
Yeah.
And the moment he went down, Rangers players around it immediately were calling for the physio to come on. There was no talk of them continuing. They wanted the physio on. I have no idea what it is, but I reckon it's bad.
So it's Luis Antonio Valencia who's down here?
I'm pretty sure it's Valencia. I think it's bad. Could be a break or something like that. I have a feeling the way they were acting, it looked like his foot might have moved in directions it shouldn't have done.
Nasty. Let's hope he's all right. It's where are we? We've been a quarter of an hour into the second half. So we played an hour. Rangers have come back into the game a little bit in the second half. They've showed a little bit more possession. Not really that much ambition going forward, but they've had a bit more of the ball this half. United look completely bereft of any ideas going forward at all. They need substitutions there. They're going to have to make one anyway by the looks of it with Valencia's injury, so I would assume someone like Giggs might come on at this point.
Anderson, but Giggs.
Or maybe Anderson, yeah. I would think Ryan Giggs, so we'll see what happens, but it's still 0-0 after an hour. All right, Dan, about 15 minutes to go. What do you think? I mean, Rooney's not performing, is he?
No. He's basically changed positions with Berbatov from last year. He's doing everything wrong. Good chance at a header. Nowhere near. March this year, he would have scored that.
And he should have been booked, surely, just then.
Well, as I was just saying to everyone, he would have got a yellow card in rugby league. That's how bad it was.
And, I mean, Rangers are coming back into this, which is a bit of a worry if you're a United fan as well.
Mate, I won't go that far. They're awful.
No, they are, but they're getting a lot more ball in the right areas of the pitch. It's only that they're so bad that they're not giving United any problems.
No, mate, they're awful. No, they are coming into it, but they're still awful. I mean, Kenny Miller up front on his own says it all.
Yeah, we've got 15 minutes to go. United need to change something.
In Scotland.
Loads.
Sorry, I don't hate Rangers. It's just I dislike Kenny Miller.
The Hampden crowd didn't like him much. He smashed one in the top corner the other day.
And even then.
Yeah.
But, I think they should bring on Vladimir Weiss. Honestly, bring him on, put him out wide, and just say, give yourselves one opportunity with 10 minutes to go. Oh!
Hello.
No, foul on the keeper.
Yeah, United look... I don't think they're going to score unless they put another striker on. I really don't. And looks like there's a double substitution about to be made, I've said that. So a little Mickey Owen and... I'm trying to work out who that is down
Johnny
there.
Johnny Evans.
Johnny Evans, yeah, it is. 23, yeah, Johnny Evans. Here we go. Little Mickey Owen will go up front and partner with Rooney and Hernandez.
Chico's going right midfield.
Chico.
It's Chico time.
Yeah. There we go, he's on the ball already. So we've got 15 minutes to go. Fergie's made all three subs. Let's see what happens in his last 15 minutes. As United's first real shot in anger in the second half there, Darren Gibson again, surprise, surprise, just whistled over the crossbar.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Man United are trying to play through in the middle. It's just not going to happen. They're playing three centre-backs. It's just not going to happen with Weir in the middle of them. Too experienced for that. They've got to get wide and get the balls in. But again, even that's going to be difficult because the three at the back are so big in the air, and you've got, you know, you haven't got a Berbatov, you haven't got a Crouchess player who's going to really dominate up there. So, but United, look, they want to be careful on the break.
Yeah, it's getting a bit touchy here at Old Trafford. The fans are getting a little bit narky, and the Rangers fans are growing in confidence. The Rangers team's growing in confidence. They've had a few little counter-attacks and they've looked a little bit dangerous. That final ball's let them down once or twice. But going into the final 7 minutes of this game, it's Manchester United 0, Glasgow Rangers 0. Full-time whistle's gone. The score is Manchester United 0, Glasgow Rangers 0. The Rangers fans are celebrating it like it's a win. They're going absolutely nuts. Their support for the 90 minutes has been absolutely top class. The team have worked really, really hard. They never look like scoring themselves, but they played very defensively and very strongly, and they got the draw that I think they were looking for, Dan.
11 men behind the ball says it all. At some points, they weren't a man in the Man United half. It was an absolute ridiculous, but they got a 0-0 draw. What else are they expecting at Old Trafford?
And, I mean, United... Arguably, you disrespect the opposition by playing that many reserves. You get what you deserve, which isn't, you drop points.
Yeah, that's the big thing. If you're not going to play your first team players in the Champions League, what's the point of being in it?
If I'm a Man United fan today, I think I'll be really disappointed with the fact that they didn't play enough of the first teamers to deal with Rangers. On the other hand, I'll be disappointed that my reserves that went out there weren't good enough to deal with Rangers. Rangers were really hard, but basically there was no quality out there in the final third of the field. And the final score, as the Rangers fans are probably going to celebrate long into the night here in Manchester, the Champions League, the opening game of the Champions League season here for Manchester United ended. Manchester United 0, Glasgow Rangers 0.
We reckon we're going to get the last 16.
Good luck.
And that. Do you know who we're going to play?
Please come to our Emirates.
No, do you know who, no.
I'm coming.
Do you know who you're going to play? Do you know who we're going to play? We're going to play Real Madrid. Somebody said to me tonight, Rangers have parked the bus. I said, well, wait a minute. I don't mind them parking the bus, but do you realise it's a fucking double decker?